This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Kurdish military leader says that President Trump has abandoned her people, AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Ilhan Ahmed, who arrived in Washington Monday, tells reporters President Trump's withdrawal of U.S. troops from northern Syria is akin to genocide. She also calls on the president to stop these massacres. She met with Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and Democrat Chris Van Hollen, two of the sponsors of a bipartisan measure to impose economic sanctions on Turkey for its invasion of northern Syria and attacks on her fellow Kurds. Both say the U.S. needs to keep a modest number of troops in Syria and provide air protection for the Kurds. Graham also says there's a need for an international force as a buffer between Turkish and Kurdish forces. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The top American commander in Afghanistan revealed Monday the size of U.S. troop force in the country has quietly been reduced by 2,000 over the last year, insisting remaining military personnel are still capable of reaching their stated objectives. The revelation by General Austin Scott Miller means the number of residual U.S. force now stands at roughly 12,000 soldiers. They are tasked with fighting terrorist groups. They include Al-Qaeda and Islamic State, as well as training, advising, and assisting Afghan forces battling Taliban insurgents. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday that he has failed to form a new government following last month's inconclusive parliamentary election, making way for centrist rival Benny Gantz to try to put together a majority coalition of lawmakers and become the country's new leader. Netanyahu, already the Jewish state's longest-serving premier, was trying for a fifth term as prime minister, but Netanyahu, head of the conservative Likud party, told Israeli president that he was unable to form a 61-seat majority by joining in a unity government with Gantz's centrist Blue and White party. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was prevented from holding another vote on his Brexit deal Monday, giving his opponents more time to thwart his plans. Reuters' David Doyle.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson faces a potentially perilous process of ratifying his Brexit divorce deal in Parliament.
Order!
After the Speaker of the House of Commons refused to allow a vote on it on Monday. John Bercow said a vote would not be permitted as the same issue had been discussed 2 days earlier.
The ayes have it!
When lawmakers turned Johnson's big Brexit day into a humiliation. Saturday's vote means that Johnson's government now has to bring forward legislation in order to get the deal passed. That gives the PM's opponents the opportunity to make amendments that could make the withdrawal deal unpalatable to a large swathe of Johnson's own party.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. After close parliamentary elections in Canada Monday, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is poised to hold on to power, although, as VOA's Lattice Hoke explains, the political landscape has changed and Trudeau's power weakened.
Several scandals in the last 2 years led to a declining support. Trudeau's former attorney general said he pressured her to stop the criminal prosecution of a Quebec engineering company that was charged with bribery. Adding to the trouble was the emergence of Trudeau's photos from the 1990s and 2001, showing him in blackface or brownface, which is considered a form of racial slur. His chief opponent, Conservative Andrew Scheer, has used the controversies to forge ahead.
Justin Trudeau has divided Canadians, he's divided provinces. He's failed to stand up for the types of big ideas, the big projects that can bring this country together.
Scheer is also promising to balance the federal budget and eliminate a carbon tax on fossil fuels. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
President Donald Trump continues to lash out at Democrats and the media after criticism prompted him to cancel his plan to hold a meeting for leaders of major industrialized countries at one of his properties in Florida. He said, "You people with this phony emoluments clause," Trump said to reporters during a cabinet meeting on Monday. The nobility clause of the U.S. Constitution is intended to prevent federal office holders from receiving any type of compensation from foreign governments to avoid a corrupting influence. The Trump administration's announcement last Thursday that the next year's Group of Seven summit would be held at the Trump-Doral Resort ran into an immediate backlash from lawmakers, including Republicans and the president's own party. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.